Yo, you already know, Trap and Chencha, let's go, episode 3, season 2, una vara bien, el bloque encendido. We got, yo, this is a good one, this is a good one. We got my man Joshua DJ Drax up in the building, Romelo D'Alefredo. Una vaina bien siempre.
Estamos aquí, J Tracks. We in here. Traps NY got the whole team in here. Yeah, everybody in here. Estamos aquí, Traps.
The whole hood is up in here.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy, DJ Anthony, in the background doing sound, man, today. It's my name, DJ Zoom, mixing right now live.
DJ Zoom.
DJ Zoom.
Jodeci, how was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome.
Jodeci daba una fiesta a las 9 de la mañana. Enseñándote hasta las 9 de la mañana.
In the morning and we got fucking blasted. It was awesome.
Jodeci, ese nombre, Jodeci. Your mom had to be an R&B.
Jim Forever, my lady.
Jim Jones is performing. That shit was fire.
I never heard that in Jodeci.
Yeah, Jim Jones had a whole squad on stage.
On an R&B group.
How was y'all weekend? What did y'all do?
Bueno. I got litty.
Bueno.
I'm still lit. I'm still drinking.
That's
we do
awesome.
A little bit of everything. But now, the majority of the time, we be in the studio.
Of course, cooking up.
We're always creating in the studio.
Cooking up.
In the studio. Always.
Ya tu sabes, man. It's a pleasure to have Josh, another resident of 189. We've had so many artists.
Uptown.
People don't understand that our hood, son muchos los talentosos that's in that 5-block radius, B.
A lot of us that they don't know.
They don't even know. I be telling about Zulus from down the block, they don't believe me. They said, no, niggas from Puerto Rico. I'm like, no, nigga live down the block.
Facts. So soon I was from, you know, we're always in the block with us. Especially, you know, with me, with Little Dollar. You know, we were always, he was in his basketball at that time.
Right, he was singing play basketball. I would tell people the story.
That's my nigga. You know, he was into basketball. I used to take him to the studio, but no, you know, he wasn't, no estaba until there. Then we did our song with Pequeño Hippie. That's when it, you know, became a little, but he's still like his basketball.
That's a good segue, but vamos a comenzar with the history of J Tracks and how you got into the music game, y toda la vaina, después into the aventura.
It all started right here in 189, the Heights, man. I've been in music class since the second grade.
He was in the band class,
PS 189. My mom used to work there. My mom, era, she was the PTA president in that school. So, you know, I had
Un muchacho bueno.
Yeah. So that was an advantage I had. My mom was always, like, looking at me. So, like, it was like I had to join something. So, because you know how, when we was growing up, it was bad.
It was very rough.
And we're from the 80s, bro.
Very rough. People don't know it was very rough.
I used to come out of school, and we used to see dead bodies across the street in the park. Like, it was that hard. Yeah, so, we had to stay in school. So, I just chose music, you know. Yeah, so, since the second grade, I've just been doing music. Went to high school, I got a Tito Puente scholarship for Boys Harbor. Nice. I was like the first Dominican to get a scholarship at the Boys Harbor School here in Lexington. Then from there, I joined Aventura in 2005.
So they had already been established?
Yeah, they was established. I knew them already. Mm-hmm. I know the Franklin, he was the boss. Mm-hmm. He was the label, he was from my building. Mm-hmm. So I was into merengue.
That's
at that
Romero,
time.
Right? Like,
yeah, Franklin Romero.
The boss, like, boss, yeah, the patron.
Yeah. Like, yo, yo tengo un grupo de bachata. I was like, no, yo no toco bachata, yo no me gusta eso. I was into merengue. Like, my thing is merengue hippie. And hip-hop. That was my thing. Yeah, my thing, I'm like a crazy-ass hick, bro. Like, nigga, like, shit. I like merengue and hip hop. That's a weird mix.
No, it's not. Because
it's not.
If you think about it, coming up, man, I've been telling people, like, we were influenced by different cultures.
Yeah.
We was influenced by, me personally, I can see like house music.
I used to
music.
Play jazz all yeah. day long.
They told me that you really was on the sax at all.
I was playing saxophone for 3 years.
Because my compadre, Omani, went to school with y'all. Y'all were both in bands.
I had Will too. Like,
was
he worked
band
with
too?
We had Will. We was in band class.
But coming up in the Heights, you know, we had our own individual upbringing. We had very Mekla influences, right?
Yeah,
so it was the hip hop of the 90s because we was American, but then our mothers is playing, you know, Jose and whatever. So
we used to see Sandy, you know, Sandy Papa.
Yeah, that was originals. That was my blog right there.
We used to see them every day. You know, I used to go to school with Papa's rest in peace sister Candy. That she was my drummer too. from the band, and Papa used to take us to school like every day in the morning. Yeah. Every day in the morning, Papa used to take us to school. I used to see him with his headphones. At that time, I didn't understand what he was doing. But every time he used to walk through that tunnel, like, this guy used to be like writing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this guy? You know, he used to know that we was in the band class. Mm-hmm. So he used to, like, you know, push us that way to the band class. Because Papa was, they were chilling around.
Yeah, they were big time.
They were around that area.
Yeah, they were big time.
It was that era, it was 80s, you know, them. They were sounding Papa, but they get down.
No, yeah. For sure.
You know? But, you know, after that, those guys were, they inspired me. You know, I saw the hustle, Sandy Papo, like every day. I saw them one time on television. I was a kid. I was seeing that Sábado Sensacional. Mm-hmm. That show. Yeah.
And you were like, yo, pero mira ese día ahí vivido.
Hell yeah, in a stadium, bro.
Proyecto Uno, all the people like that will come out of that campus.
Hell yeah. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, shit. So from right there, I'm like, nah, I know. It's a chance that, you know, just take there. I know we could go over there. So from there, I started doing like a little merengue group.
All right. And how? Okay, but let's go back. So the Aventura, you was
that
doing
was
the
before that, Aventura.
That was before
we,
you had the merengue
group. We was more hotter than Aventura.
You had the merengue
facts.
Group. Okay.
Facts.
And how did that then transition? What?
Big
what
facts.
Let's go in the sequence of events. La historia completa.
You know? We did this group with Malafé. We did. Okay. It was called De Peinado. We used to play everywhere, like festivals. But we wasn't like, no, we ain't had no management. Just we knew we was like something. We had something was there. Dope. So there was times that we did like this college tour for a year. At that time, nobody was thinking about tours. Like, what the hell is a tour? Yo, mm-hmm. Not here then, like, what? So we was hitting all the colleges. Like we was getting booked all over Syracuse. We did the Marist. We did all like wherever Dominicans was at, we was there. Like that group was there. After that group, Malafé got hot. It came out with La Baca. It was like the Malafé Oro Solido eras. I started playing with Malafé.
Nice.
I started playing keyboard with him. Then from there, I went to Mambo Nuevo. That's Oro Solido's group. I did Mambo Nuevo for a little bit. Then I started doing Doble Filo. Like I started branching out as a musician. Like in the De Peinado, I was like the arranger there. I had to get the band, got to get the singers, rehearse them. So now I just wanted to branch out, you know, musician. I joined Doble Filo, that was another merengue group. From there, De Aguacate. From Aguacate, I remember I was still in the studio. I was always like producing, but not fully producing.
During Aventura, you was doing your production thing too?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Then from there, something happened. You know, it was a couple of us. That from there we learned, like me, Ozuna, like, you know, we from 190 and it was hard, you know. Back then we had to hustle. I ain't gonna say I hustled. I got locked up. I did a little time when I came out. Like,
what year is this?
2004.
Okay.
2004, we got locked up. They sent my mans, like, we all got broken up. JC got sent to PR. Like, we was doing bad. Everybody was. At that time, when I came out from jail, they had called Malafé. I'm like, yo, there's this kid that trabaja contigo, you know, we would like to try him out, that we keep hearing about him. Malafé called me, yo, Joshua, hay uno muchacho que te andan buscando. I'm like, huh? I'm like, yo, sí, los tigres de Aventura. I'm like, for real? Poof, I called back, it was Lenny. Poof, he's going, yo, we would like to try you out. Mind you, I don't play bachata. I wasn't listening to them, you know? Like, I heard about them, but my thing back then was in bachata, you know? Mm-hmm. But me, I'm a musician, so at the end of the day, I play everything.
Right.
Like, I just got to adapt, give me a little time, I'm adapt to it.
Exciting.
Yeah, so poof, I came. Yo, me, while being on probation, De Freco, I joined the group, like, the next day. I didn't even have a chance to rehearse with these guys. I went on tour with them the next day.
What were you tocando at the time, for those that don't know?
Keyboard, piano.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and
so for those who
you
don't
know what's crazy? I didn't study piano. Everybody even feel like, ¿cómo tú tocaste piano? I don't even know how I play piano.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how the hell I just started grabbing a piano. I'm like, it was something like, me llegó, you know, mm-hmm. Like, fuck it, this is it.
So let's fast forward a little bit to the future. You had a big tell us a couple of the big hit that I remember that had you like really, really big out was with Don Omar.
Yeah.
The Curandero.
Yeah, back then we had was messing with Don Omar with the El Rey de los Curanderos. That was a merengue that
you pick out.
Yeah, like I try to when I'm with a bigger artist, like I try to do music with them that they have, you know, they don't know, like, you know, they're gonna find it weird and
experiment.
Different, you know, experiment something different that people's not gonna expect you to you know, record.
Yeah.
So I'm Don Omar. Vamos un merengue, pero merengue, you know, calle, mambo and shit.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was Omega. He was starting.
Yeah.
It was hard to get Omega on that track. Well, I went to DR, Don Omar paid us to go to DR, get Omega on the track.
He was locked up at the time?
Nah,
okay, he's been locked up for like
Omega
15 of the 17 years?
Nah. Omega came out with Nadita Malante que yo. That's it.
Oh.
That was beginning when Omega first popped off. Yeah, when he first popped off, then, you know, we tried to get Omega, but he was too star. Like, at that time, like, he was too star for Don Omar.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I'm like, shit, Don Omar.
He was signed to Akon, and people don't even know. He was already going to be
that
global.
That guy is good. That Omega, you know, he got his thing. But it ended up being just Don Omar. Boom. We hit, you know.
It was fire.
Big.
It was fire.
Nobody yet, because it had... Dembow, it had reggaeton in it, had techno. Nobody knew what kind of music it was.
Yeah, it was fire.
So then after that one, like the production wise, it was good. We ended up doing the Orphans.
Lo Orfanado.
Yeah. Since I was with Aventura, like I couldn't do all that signing stuff, you know, like all that signature. So I stay independent, you know. From there, I produced for him La Bachata, Canción de Amor.
Oh, I didn't even know you did that. Look at that.
Yeah, I did that one. I did those two with Don Omar.
Who was on it? Was it him?
Nah, just
oh, at the Canción de la Mar.
Yeah.
That one, okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
I did that one. Yeah, I produced that one.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I did that one. That one got Song of the Year.
Yeah, that was good.
From that
video
one,
was fire, I remember, too. I liked it.
From there, you know, I just dedicated producing. We did the Aventura. I was always with Romeo, you know.
And then the next big one, a couple of years later, was with Arcángel.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah. Flo Cabrón.
Flo Cabrón.
That was
my man. The first time I heard that, I was managing a club. It's now 10th Avenue. It was Unchin at the time. And these logos were always on that with Dali and them. And when they played it, I'm like, mierda, look at the song of the summer right there.
It was crazy,
it was
man.
Fire.
How that... Man, you guys don't even know. Esa canción fue... And like nobody really believed in that song.
Nah, I knew right away. I mean,
nobody
the
knew.
The streets had to heat it up first, but we know it was fire.
It was brand new for the streets. It was a new sound.
It was something.
You know, everybody was doing remixes. You know, remixes. There was nothing original, nothing. You know, that came like Flo Cabrón came. You know, like nobody was ready for that shit. That shit hit 50 million, bro, in a week.
Wow.
Nobody was doing those numbers. Organic.
Who did that video?
AD Media. Shout out to AD Media.
He be
here
all day. That's all, man.
I'll be honest with you, man. We did a budget. We was on a budget video, bro. We had a budget. You know, thank God he had the whole one. Yeah, Arcángel was the one that believed. It was, to be honest with you, just me and Arcángel knew what the hell we was doing. Ain't nobody know what the hell.
Yo,
people used to come to the studio because, as a matter of fact, where we recorded that song, it was in 188.
Oh yeah, in the barbershop downstairs.
Yeah, we had the studio there.
The Wolfman barbershop. Yeah.
Yeah, with Wolfman now we had the La Volanta.
Yeah.
And we did that song, produced it there. I did like 5 songs with that guy in 1 week.
Yeah, and that studio downstairs.
Yeah, in that studio.
Yeah.
Flo Cabrón was like, to be honest, it was the end song that we was, but somehow it got leaked.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it out. It got leaked.
That was probably us, I ain't gonna lie. They played for me in the club,
yeah.
And then we just started playing in the club.
I wasn't here. Like, I forgot where I was at. I was somewhere far, and all I hear, like, yo, your song is on the radio. I'm like, what? Yo, it's on the radio. I'm getting phone calls. And the big boss hit me, Pina. That's the big boss.
The Pina rep.
Yeah. Yo, you listen? I'm like, huh? No, what the hell's going on? Let me get to New York. When I got to New York, yo. Bro, me coming out the airport, I was hearing that shit in cars. I'm like, what the hell? Yo, tú estás pegado.
That's amazing.
Pegate
I didn't even know, man. Like, I was like, shit. Is hot. I went to Spain. I remember that month. For 1 month. I went to Spain. Bro, If I no lie, I got my Sammy that he was with me over there. Mm-hmm. Bro, I couldn't believe how fast the music got over there. Flo Cabron was it.
I have a still like Arcángel. A lot of artists gotta like bow down to that man because él pega tanta artista. Like he is like the gatekeeper to the music.
After we did that trap, everybody forgot about reggaeton. To be honest,
like,
facts.
I don't know what it is, but él sabe, él se va a pegar. Ven pa' acá si tú quieres pegar.
He knows, Arcángel, to me, I'm going to be honest, he's the most professional. He knows, he's it. Like, that guy was born to be a star.
Yeah,
he's a star, bro. Like, ain't nobody, everybody
a
got
pure
their
artist,
own. Yeah. This guy's like, he's real. I like real niggas, yo.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He's a real, he'll tell you, you know, say, no, eso está malo. No me gusta, no. Let me record. Flo Cabron recorded it twice.
Because he didn't like his verse?
He ain't like it. We did it again, boom. Then we're like, okay, ahora sí. So he's a perfectionist. They see, no, if it's not perfect, he don't, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't messing with it.
So let's move on to the future. You got now Traps NY, ¿verdad? Talk to us about that.
Right now we got Traps NY. I got two artists right
now. They're with us. Clap it up.
I got Little Dollar right here. Little Dollar, okay, we, you know, we grew up together. Man, it's like
I've seen that nigga since he was a chamaquito in front of Juan's Bodega my whole life.
It's crazy because facts. It's crazy because when Ozuna right now got big, like the first thing he asked for was Little Dollar. That's how I got back with Little Dollar because, you know, everybody was all doing his thing, you know, my niggas, little niggas are, you know. Mm-hmm. So we got back. Then Ozuna was like, yo, J-Trax, come over here. I went over there to the block. I seen Dollar. So he was like, yo, what we could do with Dollar? I'm a nigga, it's up to him, bro, if you want to,
so,
you know.
So Ozuna got...
Oh, Ozuna was a nigga that told me, you know, yo, man, come, I'm going to get a Little Dollar. Yo, let me tell you something. When Ozuna came for the first tour, he needed a hype man.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't had a hype man. I went to ask
Little Dollar,
yo, man, vamos Ozuna go. He was like this, looking like...
bro, what happened there, bro?
Bro, then he was like, JC, I'm like, yo, JC, él dijo que no. I'm like, what? All right. That day we was in a Opus.
Mm.
He was si tu Mario no te with that song. We did that with Lobo. Lobo did a like hooked up a couple of shows uptown.
Right.
For Ozuna, you know, to get the buck. So I took Dollar. I'm like, yo, Dollar, come over here. So Dollar couldn't believe, like, yo, look at this shit. And he was like, yo, he asked me, and then Ozuna called this nigga to the stage, like, yo, sit over here, watch. And it was that's when he was like, yo, I want to take this shit serious, you know?
Yeah.
That's how everything with Little Dollar became about. From there on, he already knew you got to put in work.
Right.
This is work. It's not like that. You saw the work that, you know, he put in. So, you know, so then he decided that, you know, was going to make him an artist. So now we're working on Little Dollar.
So let's hear you. We got a track from Little Dollar, right?
Yeah. We got a track.
Vamos a poner esa para escuchar la música. And then, so we take a little break while we hear a couple tracks, you know? Take us away.
Yeah. Zoom! DJ
Zoom!
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa!
G-Tracks!
Ella me llama por las noches. Dice que le encantan mis caricias, que se sabe todas las voces, ella me llama por las noches y dice que le encantan mis caricias, que se sabe todas las voces, y ella me llama a las 12 porque me sé todita su pose. Me dice que suba para arriba porque cuando grita soy yo quien responde. Dime qué es lo que. Mami, yo quiero prender. Después de esta nota bien larga y después que te dé. De aquí me voy a las 6. Me gusta cómo tú lo mueves. Mami, en la cama me prende. Me caen pile gotiqui y no es agua, pero es que esa vaina se siente caliente. Dime, me lo va a romper. Mami, contigo me voy a 100. Si esta noche tú vuelves y me tiras con gusto, mamita, oye, lo volvemos a hacer. Ella me llama por las noches y dice que le encanta mi caricia. Eso sabe todas las voces. Ella me llama por las noches y dice que le encanta mi caricia.
Yeah.
Bueno, we back. That was the new one from Little Dollar.
Little Dollar called Ella.
I like pueden... it.
Traps and Y
thank
in
you,
the
thank
building.
You, thank you. That was written and co-written by Little Dollar and Sammy Henao. That was the first single right now that we, you know, the latest.
You're doing a compilation? Like, what is this project going to be on?
It's really an album. Estamos haciendo un album. Well, let me introduce you and para que Little Dollar hable
sobre
Little Dollar. Little Dollar.
Yo, que lo que mi nombre es Little Dollar. Buenas noches. Gracias por darme la oportunidad de estar en su programa. Estamos aquí activos.
¿Y qué esperamos de Little Dollar este año?
Bueno, viene nuevo video, viene nueva música, viene dancehall, viene reggaetón, viene R&B, porque yo le llamo R&B, no trap, porque trap se trata de la calle, ¿tú entiendes?
Okay.
Para tú ser trap, tiene que ser de la calle. Yo le llamo R&B.
¿Y eso es el tono tuyo? ¿Quién dice? Like, you are R&B artist? Like...
Yo me catalo... ¿Cómo es?
Catalo.
Me,
you know, if you don't know, I don't know, man.
Yo me categorizo al cantante.
Ah, eso, un artista.
Sí,
completo.
Un artista, porque el que hace diferentes tipos de música es un artista, ¿tú entiendes? Eso. Si puede dominar diferentes estilos de ritmo, ya tú eres un artista.
Yo quiero saber, porque estaba mencionando Joshua a nosotros, que tú no quisiste ser el hype man de Ozuna. ¿Por qué tú rechazaste esa oportunidad, si tú me puedes decir?
Mira, te voy a decir, en el principio no estaba en la mente correcta, ¿tú entiendes? No sabía qué estaba pasando, ¿entiendes? So, cuando me invitan, como te dice J-Tra, a la discoteca, ahí pasa algo conmigo que después yo digo, ok, vamos a hacerlo.
Tú estabas en la vista y tú dices, pero ven acá, yo estoy para esto.
Ok, mira, para resumirlo
háblame
así.
Háblame clarísimo,
para resumírtelo así, yo tengo una canción que se llama La Sombra.
Uh-huh.
So, eso es de algo que me pasa a mí desde chiquito. Yo siempre tengo algo que me cae atrás. So, en ese día que me llevan al club, a mí me suben a la tarima, yo veo esta cosa, lo que te estoy diciendo, y me dice, ¿se siente real? ¿Te gusta?
Mm.
Tú puedes hacerlo, ¿por qué tú no lo haces? So, como a los 3 días, a los 4 días, yo le dije a J-Tra, lo vi... J-Tra bajando de la 190 y yo subiendo para la 190. Eso nos chocamos en el camino y yo le dije, J-Tra, mira, te voy a decir algo. Yo te voy a decir lo que nunca te he dicho en mi vida. Vamos a hacerlo esto serio.
Yeah.
¿Tú entiendes? So, y después de ese momento yo lo cogí serio, gracias a Dios.
Yeah. Bueno, gracias a Dios, porque tiene mucho talento, mi hermano, y esperamos muchas más canciones de
gracias,
usted.
Gracias.
Tú ves que estoy hablando muy fino hoy, porque estamos en esa.
Check out en Spotify, pueden buscar toda la música de Little Dollar en Spotify, everywhere,
media.
iTunes.
Y en IG me pueden conseguir como Little Dollar Oficial, Little Dollar Oficial.
Hay muchas mujeres en tu DM, di la verdad.
No.
Di la verdad, mané.
Tranquilo, gracias.
Todavía no.
Y gracias a ustedes por darme la oportunidad de estar aquí,
sobre talento.
Dame en que sea eso, esos 5 segundos de oportunidad, eso vale, gracias a ustedes.
¿Entiendes?
Joshua.
Yes.
Siguiendo,
ahora tenemos a Fredo Versace.
Yes, next.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about Fredo, man. Fredo, like, it was hard, like, man, I'll be picky. I'm picky, yo. But when I met Fredo, it was, this kid, like, was complete. Mm-hmm. The fuck, like, this nigga freestyles, escribe. It was hard, like, at this time, it's hard to get writers. You know, a good writer.
That and I just talking about pills all day?
Yeah, man, like, man, you get tired of these damn.
I know.
Like, bro, you're not about that life, man. Like, what the hell, like, drugs, like, we don't want kids listening to that.
All day long.
Like, all day, like, all right, I get it. We all get it. Like, you could talk about it once or twice, pero diablo, la canción entera.
Que la azulita, que la rosadita, que, like, we know you got all the shit.
Yeah, half of them people never seen them shit.
Tú me entiendes.
Just hear about it. But, you know, Fredo, it was, like, real. His style was, you know, real, and you could tell, like, it's like he ain't trying to be down. You know, it's, like, natural. The shit just comes out. We just open up a booth, and we in there writing. Yeah. Like, this kid guy, you know, he's versatile.
Where you from,
Fredo? Everything.
Where you from?
I'm originally from Peekskill, New York. I live in Mount Vernon right now, though.
Rich?
You know
people.
What? You know what's crazy that... So,
rich
we're
people.
Gonna let him do it a little later.
Nah,
but he was freestyling for us, and he sounds so Dominican.
Well, I am.
But he's from the Bronx.
Nah, but I got here when I was 13, so oh. I picked up on it quick. But I lived in DR since I was 13. Yeah.
So before we get into your new stuff, tell us some just products of Trap NY. Tell us about I see you doing a lot of work with DJ Lobo.
Yeah.
And who's big in the culture. Before we get into Fredo, tell us just what we could expect from Trap NY coming 2020.
Man, right now 2020, man, we're about to give him a lot more music, man. We teamed up with TMP. We got TMP that they run they do our videos. They do our publicity.
Publicity?
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Come. Like, we trying to get, man, together, you know, like this headquarters in New York that we don't have, that vibe, that solid team, you know, a solid team that everybody, you know, we holding each other down. Like, we don't have that out here,
yeah.
You know? So it's hard. It's hard to start, you know, from the ground up. We got to do this again, you know, try to get a team together. Para que todo el mundo, you know, haga su trabajo, because there's so much you could do, you know? So for now, like, we're working on Fredo. Then I got other projects I'm working. I'm working on a lot of people. I got Arcángel's album. I got Ozuna's new album. I did something with Afro B.
Wow, that's big.
I got Afro B song. I got two songs with Afro B. I got Darell.
Oh, so you getting paper out here, Joshua?
Man, nah. Right
you
now,
getting
man.
Big paper.
Man, right now.
Josh, you talking about?
Nah, we was, it, you hey, know, no, we go.
Double bien, double bien.
I had to fall back for a little bit, you know, and like analyze what the hell, you know, we doing. Because it's like, you know, you go around, pero thank God, you know, yo me puse a trabajar. You know, like you get up, you know, you something different, yo. So I got some stuff with Los Hermanos Rosario.
Mierda. Yeah. Very versatile, Joshua J. Threats.
Crazy, bro, crazy. I got Don Oman. I have, damn, I can't even say this.
Bro. Can you? But you can.
Damn.
But nobody's going to stop you. But you, tú lo puedes decir. Nah. Olvídate de los dólares, que estamos en Trap y Checha. Y él va, y vamos a descubrir lo que hay. Dile lo que hay.
Damn.
Don't worry about it, Will, the manager.
Hopefully. I got something with somebody.
Tell me my ear. Just tell me. Don't tell nobody else. Yes,
woo.
Big. We'll leave it at that, yes, big.
Yeah, I can't. But it's with, you know, she's a pioneer in the art. Fefita La Grande. I'll tell you Fefita La Grande. Can't tell you
the
other
artists. Is she
going to
come in with an accordion?
I can't tell you too much.
Wait, Fefita and the other artist?
Yeah. But we got...
Yo, Josh, you getting mad paper, my nigga.
Nah, not yet, bro. You know, we working. You got to work.
I think so. I think he did.
Definitely
signing
a non-disclosure. We're not trying to get sued up.
Nah,
yeah.
We don't want that.
Definitely not trying to get sued up.
Well, that's it. Do we have new music from Fredo?
Let's listen to some Fredo.
Dominican, that sounds like he's from
Atari. Atari? Yeah. Let me introduce you to this.
Please.
This is Atari. This is for the ratchet, the people that like that ratchet music, you know, that strip.
This is a
Atari.
Like,
just nalgas.
Better
nalgas.
Come in soon, yes.
Nalgas.
You sing it live? You can sing it live?
You,
my brother, you can do whatever you want. Zoom. First performance of Trap and Checha.
Definitely.
Season 2, episode 3.
Quiero una Atari, ey, que sea racheta, ey, que tenga su cuarto, ey, pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey, que sea racheta, ey, que tenga su cuarto, ey, pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey, que sea racheta, ey, que tenga su cuarto, ey, pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey, que sea racheta, ey, que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, que tenga el cuerpo como un Bugatti. Que se fume su yerba, meta pepi, también meta gramo de mal. Y con ella ya me colé, me compra los tenis hasta el Poloche. El coche que tiene se llama Porsche. Ella tiene de todo y no sabe un coche. Se viste de Gucci, Benici, Saint Laurent. Y fregamos la marca que están. Ella es una demonia, ella tiene su clan. Cuando llegamos al party, ella tiene su clan, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una Atari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Atari pa' aquí, Atari pa' allá. Atari en la puerta que se va a quedar. Si se me pone cuatro, la voy a poner. Ella quiere conmigo porque hago maldad. Ella quiere un
Gretti. Que se vista Balenciaga o Giuseppe. Que se lo haga sexy en la noche y la haga venir como un jet ski.
Ella quiere un tigre como yo. Que se lo haga hasta que diga no more. Yo quiero una tari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una tari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey. Yo quiero una tari, ey. Que sea racheta, ey. Que tenga su cuarto, ey. Pile papeleta, ey.
Yeah. Our first live performance for Fredo, season 2, episode 1. That's our first live performance.
Nah.
In case y'all thought he didn't really do this.
History. I just made history.
Let's go. You popped the cherry, my brother.
Yeah.
I
want to
say that.
And we are some thotties
in here. Que una foto mía ahora.
Que si que. We'll put you right next to Luis Varga.
Hall of Fame. But I want to say thank you to you guys for having us out here. Thank you for the invite.
Fire.
This is dope.
This is fire.
Gracias por dejarnos en la plataforma. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Esto
es muy grande para nosotros, el artista nuevo. Que estamos subiendo, yeah. Muy importante. Muchísimas gracias.
No, gracias a ti.
Thank you.
A ti, because it's all fire. It's all fire. I love it.
This is the first time we have a cameraman out here.
De todo. They came ready.
You guys came ready.
Now we try to come with the little team.
Before everything else, my man in the back, I want little Dollar to give us a little acapella. Porque sé que lo tiene. I just want a couple bars, little Dollar. Porque el chamaquito como muy calladito.
Hey.
Ponle un chill. Just a little.
Apaga el beat.
A capella. I know you got it, bro.
Dice así.
¿Cómo dice?
Yo no sé si es pecado que solamente yo pienso en ti, mujer. Es que tu amor me hace daño, es que me gusta y como un tonto vuelvo a caer. Y yo no sé qué me hiciste. Yo creo que me envolviste, la gana tú me metiste, que yo te pienso y como un loco vuelvo a caer. Ay, no sé lo que tú me hiciste, ay, qué fue, pero la gana es irresistible. No sé lo que tú me hiciste, ay, qué fue, y en qué tu juego yo no vuelvo a caer.
¡Mierda! ¡Eso es lo que yo quería! ¡Eso es lo que yo quería! ¡Al final! I knew he was there. He was waiting to do something.
Yeah.
I think they might have. ¡Mierda! ¡Ya me quieren robar! ¡Los tigres de Dykeman! ¡Los tigres de Dykeman ya me quieren robar!
Nah, but...
It was a pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure, guys. I know you got more stuff to do.
Yeah, now we're about to go to the studio right now.
Keep working, guys. And whenever you got the new products, please come through and share them.
You're more than welcome to come back.
Thank you, Zoom. Yeah, DJ Anthony.
Wait, you know what?
Yeah, DJ Anthony. Let me tell you, DJ Anthony's my bro, bro. This guy...
He's been around all the travesía, my name.
A lot of people don't know about Anthony.
He's been around there, BG.
Nah, this nigga, yo, bro.
And he don't even flinch.
He's been fighting now. He's the most common.
He don't even flinch.
He won't argue.
Revolve toda la mierda. Nigga got a gun over there.
You better cut you off. He won't even waste his time. I never seen this kid, man.
Give out your Instagram.
Yeah, all the social media.
My social media. At JTrexNYC, JTRAXXNYC. Instagram.
Mine is Fredo Versatil everywhere. Fredo Versatil, FredoVersatil.
Mi plataforma, IG, Little Dollar, lo oficial. Toda mi plataforma, Little Dollar, lo oficial. Mi gente, vayan, denle follow. Traps NY, represent New York.
And follow our official Traps NY Instagram account at Traps NY Official.
Fire. Well, thank you guys for coming. And
amazing.
You already know, episode 2. It's episode 3, season 2, Chop and Checha, y vamos a seguir.
Chop and Checha.
A little musica from DJ Zoom while we take this break and take these pictures. You
yo,
already know.
We're gonna do a jingle. Yo, we gotta do a jingle. The Chop and Checha jingle.
Ooh, vamos a
la.
Facts. The Chop and Checha jingle.
Can I spit my, like, this is what I made this when I was like 12 years old.
Oh, here we go.
Let's get it.
It's always the same 4 bars.
Dale. Mi nombre es Frankie.
Yeah, Frankelito, te rompo el culito, te meto por la boca, se salpo el oído. Dime lo que quieres, slow rapidito. Mi hierba sí pa' buena, mi perico está más rico.
Oh, raw.
The sixth grade,
on cut.
A
I got more bars. I got more bars, but that's always a good one.
Yeah, no, no, le tire todo ahora.
Nah, yeah, that's always a good one. All right, yeah, we do a little jiggle. You got it, you got it. Yeah. Do a little beat.
Llévatelo zoom.
Yeah, let's just
take a picture. DJ Zoom. Ahí, de ahí. Porque estamos de ahí. Ahí.
Como el chucho tú no suena, el flow que yo tengo vale más que tu cadena. Así que bájale el toque de lejos, se ve bien de mal. Toco pa' la calle y me voy a poner trucho. Mejor no opines que yo lo que estoy trucho. Si veo a tu chica me la voy a robar. Trucho, 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 trucho. Hoy toco pa' la calle y me voy a poner trucho. Mejor no opines que yo lo que estoy trucho. Si veo a tu chica me la voy a robar. Trucho, 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 trucho. Fina. Tú sabes que ando duro y que la calle me fascina. Amante el chuquitado, enfermo con la adrenalina. Menor en ganganeo, le dejé pa' gasolina. Me gusta el bajo mundo, soy de un barrio calentón. Yo corro con lo mío, yo tan caro que no son. Cuando en una corona, veneno en el batofón. Y cuento con la mía que guinda en el pantalón.
Prendo la X, me pongo la cubana y lleno el tanque de gasolina. Te estamos mirando de la esquina. Mangue el oro y bota la calamina. Dile tú, Paquitín, que estábamos en hoy y todo el mundo con el verde de los minas. Dale, Paquitín, dale, Paquitín. A lo loco, 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 loco. Cuando lo bailo tú te pones loco, 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 loco. Yo tengo el saoco que te pone loco, 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 loco. De aquí pa' allá, de allá pa' acá, loco, 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 loco.
Dale pa' que tingui, 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 dale pa' que tingui.
Paquitín, tengo un maletín, tengo un colín pa' quitarte el bling-bling. Si es de verdad, tú puedes frenar aquí, pero si es de mentira, montate en el bling. Este es el baile más pegado, ya todo el mundo está frustrado. Yo estoy tan loco que no bailo hasta contado. Yo no ando en gente, manito, estoy contado. De mi caco normal, yo sí estoy desprogramado.
Dale paquetín, dale paquetín, como, dale paquetín, dale paquetín, como, dale paquetín, dale paquetín, como, dale paquetín, como, dale paquetín, como.
Llegale al baile que yo me inventé, dale con la mano, también con los pies. Hay pilas de gente que están rebosados. La adrenalina metido y un baile pegado. El pasito es Ricali, o boca trinca. Dale marica que tú representas. Yo soy la culebra, Paquitín 40. Cuando me prendo la pista revista.
Dale Paquitín, 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 dale Paquitín.
Paquitín, espérate, que ahora le toca a Nino, dale. Quiero que me tire normal, su bimbil le sale. No crees que yo bailo más que tú, pero después de una juma le saco un pasato al anuncio en YouTube. Ah, pero es que tú crees que es un cachú. A donde yo freno me hacen bulla, de tú llegas. Te hacen move, pa' los cueros tuyos trae huevo. Pa' los gretis heavy que andan truqui, yo le trajo un baile nuevo. Y mo, aquí bajamos más asesino. Mo, aquí bajamos más asesino.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yo me quiero vaciar y no me quiero echar porque no doy un sentimiento que no doy un sentimiento.
Ella es loca y yo soy loco. Cuando nos juntamos nos damos un ritmo loco.
Esta noche yo
¿Cuánto que te están dando?
Pa, 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 pa.
in the building.
DJ Zoom.
Vivo fingiendo un sueño que no se cuenta. Vivo imaginándote, solo imaginándote. Pero el amor se escapa aunque yo te mienta. Yo estaba buscándote, sola aquí esperándote. Y tú, mirándome sin hablar. Y yo, hablándote sin mirar. Y tú, no sé lo que estás sintiendo, pero yo me estoy muriendo. No aguanto más bailar contigo y perdernos esta noche. Bailar contigo sin que importe nadie más. Bailar contigo en la arena y los tambores. Tienes la llama que se me mira de los ojos.
Touches everything I'm in, got to have it every day. Music makes the people come together, yeah. Music makes the boys want to see forever.
DJ Zoom.
Let's go, 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 go,
And we're back.
And we're back, guys.
That was a de pinga interview, Joe.
It was really good.
J-Trax, Little Doubt of Faith, thank you for coming through. Episode 3, Season 2, Trap and Checha.
Really good, really, really good.
Really good, loved it. Hope much luck to my brothers. Pues sí, in current events,
like
Rolling Loud was this weekend. I wanted to go, but I didn't get to go. But I would like to go, but it looked like it was really fire. But they were hating on a lot of the police were asking that a lot of people like Pop Smoke and stuff like that not be allowed to perform because of their gang affiliation. Nonetheless, they still performed though. Thankfully, but
was
yeah.
Was anyone hurt?
No, nobody was hurt. Thankfully, everything went good.
That's good.
Everybody seemed to have a grand old time, and it looked like a pretty dope show. Would have loved to have been there.
What was this?
This was in City City Field, the MetLife.
City Field, not MetLife.
This weekend.
Oh,
they were there. They were Rolling Loud. Yeah, it was a whole festival. They went Rolling Loud. Yeah, so it was fire. I wish I could have went. Whatever, didn't go. But it looked dope, and Travis Scott looked like he had a dope performance.
So you saw Drake's dad?
Drake's dad got beef with Drake because he says that Drake embellishes a lot of their rivalry. Well, not their rivalry, but Drake claims that his dad wasn't really there at the El Otro, and his dad claims that that's totally false. He's always been there.
Well, he literally said that he will talk to anyone that would listen and feed him bullshit.
Yeah. And then Drake's dad said that Drake said that he'll do anything to sell records. So,
yeah.
A saber. But al final, I don't know, it's probably a little bit of both people kind of embellishing the situation, but that happens between families.
He said that he was really heartbroken because it's your dad, like who could...
Yeah, what? But I don't know, the whole getting on the social media to cry about it, whatever, I guess I would cut off, I mean, he does his dad a lot of coro, so I guess if he really feels that way, just cut off your dad, Drake, don't be in a million pictures with him, don't mention him on albums.
Yo, his dad is Matt Macker.
Dad is popping.
Mad girl.
So... Don't be giving your dad so much burn. And that's all I can say.
I think he gets more bitches than Drake. He'll be getting more bitches than Drake.
Siguiendo, Tekashi landed a record deal from within jail for 2 albums, 10 million. Oye, esa vaina. El mundo está al revés.
What record label was this?
I don't know. I didn't see which record label was, but he got offered 2 album deal, $10 million, and he's still inside jail. So that's a big deal. Like, he's a millionaire when he comes out.
That's crazy.
How do we feel about this?
It was expected.
It was expected. It was expected, right, Zoom? It was expected?
Everybody, a lot of people say otherwise, but I guess...
He's going to get the money. You're going to get the money. Bueno, we wish you luck. Al final, Casanova saw him on Hot 97, that he got no beef. That it's like, yo, people be talking mad shit, but they were the same dudes that was on him when he was out here. I don't know. I don't know what he was on either. But I guess what he's trying to say that he wants to be on the album. That's what I got. That's what I got for that interview. That's what I got for that interview.
I
don't know. But he said he got no issue.
My question is, if he was to come out, how long would he last in the streets?
Eso no se sabe, but he go get the 10 million.
I think everybody's going to try him. Not somebody. Everybody's going to try him.
Bueno, suerte, money. La vida real.
Yo, bulletproof vest on deck, bro.
I think he's so crazy that he'll like he'll get lost in that whole and he'll come out with the vest and he'll, I don't know, whatever.
Supposedly TMZ reported that Joaquin crashed into an ambulance.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah.
I heard he said that he's still a little total from the Joker. Become total. Look what happened to Heath Ledger. He's still in character.
That's fire.
We kinda like that though.
Wale, the new album from Wale.
New Wale album. Play a little bit from that. It's been a long time since Wale dropped an album. It was a typical Wale album. It wasn't anything you haven't heard before. A little dated for me. Pero me gustó. So, Zoom, play the track with the... Who's on this? Bryson Tiller, ¿verdad? Oh, Jeremiah.
DJ Zoom.
We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can hang on chill now. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can hang on chill now.
One time.
Maybe I can give you chills.
I'm getting my life fine. Why measure the time? Many
other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. There's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. So fuck that cover shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care, you trust. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can like it.
So that's a little taste of the album. Typical Wale sounding album, you know, it's very spoken wordish or whatever. I liked it. Yeah.
I feel like it's something we heard before.
Yeah, it's definitely more Wale.
It's been a while.
But moving along, BT Awards. DJ Anthony got a new favorite, Megan Thee Stallion.
You really do.
Yeah.
You like her?
Megan Thee Stallion's fire. He brought up a good point. Like, you know, I thought she was a stripper. You told me she's not. You told me she's a student.
I don't think she's a stripper.
You know why she impressed me? Because she sang live. She was there very well.
Yeah, it was. She had a very good dope
performance. Have you seen her knee game, though?
What's wrong with her knees?
When she
knock knees?
When she squats and like her knees like are locked in and she fucking bounces her ass.
That's why I thought she was a stripper. Like,
yo,
why would you need all that
skill?
She does
an amazing job.
Yeah?
I was impressed.
I feel like Cardi really paved the lane for these twerking chicks to like, yeah, to come up to do that thing, B. I feel like.
No, but her body's and is natural supposedly. Because she's fire.
Nah, she's pop. Look. That when I didn't know who she was over the summer. Like I started hearing about her, but I was like, who's that? Like they started playing me something like, oh, but she alright, she got a little flow.
Yeah, that's right, with the baby
though. Yeah, the baby though. Yeah. I like her. But who
the
I wasn't hot, really impressed
the hot
with.
Girl summer one.
Yeah. That's the one they played for me, obviously.
You know, funny, you know what I learned from the awards? It's
what?
City Girls and there's two different
teams
of girls.
Who? Cool. Yeah, it's hot girls and city girls.
I thought
I'm neither of them, so I can't explain to you what that means. I'm neither of them.
Oh.
But
I got city girl tracks.
Bueno.
I don't know, but it's like.
But hot girl is literally.
No, they definitely.
Hot girl is literally Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. Yeah.
That's her, and then she pretty. Yeah, she was like hot girl shit. I'm mad. I know this, but yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody got to know.
I feel like the city girls are the scammers and they take whatever. And then the hot girls is just like, fuck it, I'm going to enjoy it. If I want to get some dick, fuck it and keep it moving.
Mierda. I get that. Okay.
That's my definition.
In case you were wondering what the hot girl thing was, well, okay. Makes sense.
So which one is Josie?
Yeah, which one's Josie?
I'm neither of them.
Ja.
I'm neither of
Entonces,
them.
Entonces, moving along. I was not impressed. Little Kim got like a...
Yo, that Vanguard. Fucking mop she had on with, I love her, I love Little Kim, but I did not like that pink wig. I've seen so many other looks, that was not my favorite.
I think she's overdone for me now, like, I wasn't feeling her performance, and just her actual presence, the way she looks, like, bothers me, because I remember Little Kim when she was like, she was never bad like that, but she had her sex appeal, whatever, but all of the Botox, Ketoa, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. I want the old Kim back. With that said, she dropped a new album. Zoom, play a little bit
it's
of the.
It's called Nine?
Yeah, Nine. I guess that's her ninth album. I didn't think that. Is it nine? Her ninth album? It can't be. I don't know why it's called Nine. But you heard this song.
This song?
Yeah.
Girl, I thank you. Miss New
I feel like they brought me back in time.
Well, it's an old song, yeah.
Miss New Booty
was a song
so
before.
So what, she's trying to bring that back?
I'm a kitty with a big booty, big bag. I like big dicks, big eyes. I got that good pussy, make a nigga come fast. Then I let him use my face as I come around.
Jesus Christ.
Miami, the jet skin. And the JT to the jet leaving. If you bitches dead fresh, we the best breathing. Jet leaving, I just flew into the next season. See my booty.
You like the bars, Joe?
Ain't dropped in the minute, still got it on lock. Oh, you capping ass niggas need to stop.
I did not expect this, but...
And I don't know niggas' names, so I call them boo. And I don't save numbers till they send a mill or two. What's up there, boo, bitch? Stay big, man. Yeah, nigga, give me big bags. You can kiss my feet.
I like it. I'm mad I like it.
I like OT Genesis, too. That's my dude. I like it, yeah.
I'm mad I like it, but...
I mean, it was already a song. They slowed up the beat and they put the drums on it, but...
Because
fire.
I kind of missed that rowdiness from her, though. That raunchiness. I missed it from her.
We like it. Yeah, that's a fact. Everybody needs to pay homage to Lil' Kim. She was the originator of all this Rateria rap.
I agree. But, I like the song.
But that said,
I gotta listen to it again. But I like the song.
Siguiendo, Jodeci's favorite part, sports.
Ugh.
Favorite part. The Yankees is 1-1 right now. Let's go New York. The only New York team's winning. Just finally got their first win yesterday against Dallas Cowboys. That's always a plus.
Wah, wah, wah.
And the Giants, todavía, they got whipped. But there's beef within the NBA community. In case you didn't know, which you probably do, because it's been a while now. Shaq and Damian Lillard are beefing. But Damian Lillard gave this dude, Shaq, some bars that he cannot come back from. Zoom, can you play? Because I don't think people know, Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, how good a rapper he is.
So a former basketball player?
Shaq is now
beefing
with Portland Trailblazer, Damian Lillard, who is a rapper.
We got rapper. We got Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless and all these sports people talking about championships. Basketball, this is rap. Y'all out y'all jurisdiction, you can't save them. Dollar, he easy working, he know it, but fans ride you. I know you know when niggas really love you, they a lie too. And it hit different when pressure really apply, fool. Goofy cutting checks and it's being sponsoring side dudes. I can walk away and not lose a second of
definitely
sleep. Ran up on a wolf cause I got the texture of sheep. Classy with my bullshit, I profess a lesson in beef. Paying cash to write is deceased to pay for relief. Use a cloud chaser, even after all the success. Fake love on the camera, he capping all at the desk. Ghost riders on deck, checker bars, no chest. Hell in front of the land of the muscle cars. No flex, you're not a rapper. You comedy, commentary, and actor. Feed them with a slingshot, you better call the pastor. David and Goliath, your stature's a non-factor. Friends really love you, they scatter in contact.
Okay, so a rapper is throwing a diss track out of...
No, Portland Trailblazer decided to do a rap beef with him. Him and Shaq going back and forth, giving diss records to each other. Him and Shaq. I mean, he could rap though. The kid could rap. Yeah, like his bar is low for his bars. Yeah, he gave him some bars. Whatever, you gotta hear more of the song. Pero, siguiendo, how do we feel about KD saying the Knicks weren't cool? And that's why he didn't come to the Knicks, because they're not cool. Is that the truth? And we all feel that. You guys are young. You probably don't remember when the Knicks were actually a good team, but. But yeah, KD hated
on us. The only one that likes sports is you.
No. The whole New York City likes sports, Jodeci. And being that we're a current event show, we have to give the current events. And that includes sports and entertainment, JoJo.
But the only one that can speak about that is you in this room.
Okay. So where are we leaving this off at, this episode? I'm going to leave that up to you, Joe. Where are we leaving this off at?
DMX is in rehab again.
Wow.
You know what's it's really upsetting, because he was on the cover of GQ. Oh no, he wasn't on the cover, but he was in the last GQ and all that. He had a record deal. He's coming out with a new album.
I thought he got back with Swiss Beatz and they were working on a
new album. Working on new music. Y ahora he really has an addiction problem.
He's like that uncle that everybody wants to win and
but
help,
we know he's not going to.
But he's not. Like
Ta feo.
He's that one of that uncle that's always like fucked up. He's like, yo, bang, tío, bang.
He's atrasado. We wish him, because he's one of my top five, pero el tigre está enfermo. It's a disease. Addiction is a disease. So, bueno.
So, DJ Zoom, thank you again for joining us. Right. Can you shout out your Instagram, your social media, everything?
Damn. That's DJ Zoom.
NYC.
At Instagram and Twitter, and it's like he has a cool little cartoon. I asked him what he's gonna be for Halloween.
That's a cute little cartoon, by the way.
Oh, I gotta make sure
that. I like it. I want to know, in case you've never seen DJ Zoom, but most of you have, he looks like a Japanese anime character. So he should really be killing. He should really be killing the Halloween game. But he's too Dominican for his own good. He's never dressed up, and he could be like. He could be like any Dragon Ball Z character.
He really can.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe he'll go. I'm about to think
about it. You could be Goku. You could definitely be Goku.
Yeah. next episode 4, we'll see you in 2 weeks. The 28th is our Halloween episode, so we got some surprises and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you already know, shout out to the whole Traps and Wife family for coming through. It was fire.
Thank you for coming through.
DJ Zoom, thank you, guest DJ. And as always, our producer/showrunner, /audiotech, DJ Anthony, and you already know that was Jodeci and Frank Alito, Trap and Checha, episode 3, season 2. Una vaina bien.
Have a good night, guys.